Why do some people drain your energy while others light you up? What if the key to understanding these differences wasn't in modern psychology textbooks, but in a 2,000-year-old Chinese medical text? While we obsess over Myers-Briggs types and Enneagram numbers, an ancient framework has quietly guided human understanding since before Freud was born. The five-element system, rooted in water, wood, fire, earth, and metal, offers something our modern personality tests don't, a lens that transforms judgment into compassion. When Oprah and Deepak Chopra quietly incorporate this wisdom into their teachings, perhaps we should pay attention. This isn't about putting people in boxes. It's about understanding why we all need different boxes to thrive. Five forces shape human temperament. Water, kidneys/bladder, governs fear and wisdom through winter's introspection. Wood, liver/gallbladder, channels anger into vision like spring's growth. Fire, heart/small intestine, transforms anxiety into joy with summer's energy. Earth, stomach/spleen, converts worry into nurturing through late summer's harvest. Metal, lungs/large intestine, alchemizes grief into transcendence like autumn's release. J.R. Worsley brought five-element acupuncture west in the 1950s, discovering that addressing someone's core elemental imbalance could resolve seemingly unrelated issues. Chairman Mao tried suppressing this knowledge. Brave practitioners preserved it underground, recognizing that our differences aren't defects, but essential variations. This framework reveals stress patterns. Waters withdraw into isolation. Woods explode in confrontation. Fires scatter into distraction. Earths collapse into worried caretaking. Metals freeze into perfectionism. Your water colleague isn't being difficult. They're drowning in overthinking. Your wood boss isn't cruel. They're expressing natural directness. Suddenly, everyone makes sense. Waters move slowly, deliberately, absorbed in depths others miss. Their bodies reflect this, soft, unhurried, often disheveled because comfort trumps fashion. They crave solitude and need abundant water. Two water types exist: philosophers who generate brilliant ideas they rarely implement, and wonderment babies who maintain childlike curiosity and sweet naivete. Both struggle with follow-through and isolation. Their greatest danger? Getting stuck in their heads until depression sets in. They need movement, laughter, and fire friends to drag them back to life's surface. Woods are water's opposite, unstoppable forces meeting every immovable object. Stocky, muscular, walking with determined strides, they lead with unbreakable will. When balanced, they're fierce advocates. When stressed, they're angry bulldozers. They speak blunt truth, value control, and bypass fear entirely. Wood women face unique persecution. History punished pioneering woods like Mary Wollstonecraft and Rosa Parks for assertiveness society celebrates in men. Today, wood women get labeled difficult for traits making wood men natural leaders. When imbalanced, woods experience muscle spasms, migraines, and autoimmune issues. They desperately need yoga and meditation, but resist most. Yet flexibility, physical and mental, is precisely what would balance their relentless drive. Fires live entirely in the present moment. Yesterday and tomorrow barely exist. They're Gene Kelly dancing with a 103-degree fever, Robin Williams sacrificing everything for laughter, Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couch because joy cannot be contained. Their bodies reflect this energy, slim, bouncy, hair like flames, always moving. Governed by heart, pericardium, triple warmer, and small intestine, fires panic over small problems because their present focus makes it impossible to see beyond current crises. Conversations feel like racquetball, fast, bouncing everywhere, occasionally leaving bruises. They respond to energy in real time, sometimes agreeing before their true feelings emerge. Earths are humanity's warm blanket, the hot cocoa, homemade pie, unconditional acceptance we all crave. Like Mr. Rogers, they want to bring people together as loving neighbors. Their round, soft bodies sway when they walk, and food becomes their substitute for unconditional love, especially carbohydrates that comfort their stomach and spleen. Earths excel at nurturing others, but struggle to nurture themselves. They resist asking for help, suspend their own needs, and gravitate toward people who need fixing. Their worry becomes paralyzing. They ruminate endlessly, unable to decide for fear of hurting someone. Their greatest lesson? Learning that receiving care matters as much as giving it.
Metals embody autumn's essence, letting go, completion, transcendence. Guided by high values and spiritual awareness, they maintain stoic composure while carrying underlying sorrow. Switzerland exemplifies metal nationally, neutral, composed, mediating rather than participating. Their tall, svelte bodies move slowly and smoothly, as if floating above earth. High cheekbones, sculpted features, slightly stiff posture, they prefer simple clothing in muted colors, especially white. Governed by lungs and large intestine, grief is their primary emotion. They seek spiritual enlightenment through release and surrender, pursuing transcendence beyond ego and fear. Metals thrive on structure, schedules, and rules. They speak mechanically, valuing information over information. Barack Obama exemplifies metal through his stillness, dignity, and eyes that search beyond the commonplace. When balanced, metals inspire others with their sublime divine connection. They excel at Tai Chi and yoga, but need cardiovascular exercise for circulation and deeper breathing. Their greatest challenge? Pushing beyond comfortable detachment into genuine emotional connection. Their perfectionism can become rigid imprisonment. Yet when they soften their edges, metals bring wisdom and refinement that elevates everyone around them.
We're never purely one element. We lead with one, but express others contextually. Understanding these combinations reveals why relationships flow or feel like constant friction. Flow cycle pairings create harmony. Water inspires wood, wood energizes fire, fire warms earth, earth nurtures metal, metal completes water. Control cycle pairings create tension. Water dampens fire's enthusiasm, fire overwhelms metal's detachment, metal clashes with wood's force, wood crushes earth, earth enables water's indecision. These aren't doomed relationships, they're growth opportunities requiring conscious effort. Same element relationships are rare but fascinating. Two waters create philosophical depth without action. Two woods achieve productivity without play. Two fires generate fun while neglecting practicalities. Two earths nurture beautifully but avoid responsibilities. Two metals exude elegance but risk emotional distance. Children cycle through all five elements daily until age 7, when their primary element emerges. Understanding your child's element helps provide specific support. Quiet sanctuary for waters, physical outlets for woods, routine for fires, risk encouragement for earths, playfulness permission for metals.
This ancient wisdom offers permission to be different. Waters need solitude for their depth. Fires shouldn't suppress their joy. It connects communities. Woods can stop apologizing for directness. Their leadership requires truth-telling. Earths must learn boundaries aren't selfish. Nurturing requires self-care. Metals can soften perfectionism. Refinement doesn't require rigidity. Recognizing imbalance changes everything. Overthinking waters need movement and laughter. Angry woods need flexibility and releasing control. Scattered fires need grounding and routine. Worrying earths need to receive care, not just give it. Perfectionistic metals need to embrace messiness and emotion. In relationships, this framework transforms judgment into curiosity. Your wood-metal partnership isn't incompatible, it's vision meeting precision. Your fire-water friendship isn't exhausting, it's depth balancing enthusiasm. Your earth child isn't weak, they're expressing their elemental nature. We live in a world that pathologizes difference. The five elements remind us these aren't personality quirks to correct, they're essential variations that make communities whole. Which element do you lead with? Where are you out of balance? Perhaps the most radical act is embracing your elemental truth and honoring others' right to do the same.